It's BABB. Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Arguing that greater publicity could harm his right to a fair trial, the defense attorney for Kansas City Northlander Andrew D. Lester, the 84-year-old white homeowner accused of shooting Ralph Yarrow after the black teen rang his doorbell, wants a judge to prevent additional case information from being shared publicly. Lester's house has been defaced by eggs and graffiti, and he requires law enforcement protection. And a man from Johnson has been arrested in connection with the homicide of a Wichita man.
34-year-old Mickey Owens was taken into custody after Sean Lawman was found dead with a gunshot wound to the upper torso. It was revealed that Owens had driven to Wichita the day of the incident, saw Lawman, and shot him. Owens was arrested by the Stanton County Sheriff's Office on an unrelated warrant in Sedgwick County and later booked into the Sedgwick County Adult Detention Facility on charges of murder. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold in Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Let's be honest. We all know the reasons why it's important to quit smoking or vaping, but sometimes it's hard to take the first step. That's where we come in. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line provides free one-on-one coaching for Kansans who are ready to quit smoking or vaping. Our trained coaches will create an individualized plan to help you quit tobacco and fight cravings. Visit ksquit.org or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A three-judge panel of the Kansas Court of Appeals will hear oral arguments on Tuesday, May 9th at the Huck Boyd Community Center in Phillipsburg. Judges Sarah Warner, Angela Cobble, and Rachel Pickering will hear oral arguments in two sessions at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., and both of the sessions are open to the public. The morning session, which includes two cases, will be attended by students from several area high schools. At 9:30 a.m., before the morning oral arguments begin, the judges will discuss the court system and explain how a case progresses from filing to trial to appeal. After hearing the morning cases, the judges will be available to answer questions from students and other members of the public about the court and court procedures. The evening session will consist of an oral argument and one appeal that arose out of Phillips County. Again, after the argument, the judges will accept questions from the public about the judicial process. Following the evening argument, there will be a reception where members of the community can speak more casually with the judges. Attorneys for each side will have an opportunity to present arguments to the judges, and the judges will have a chance to ask questions. The court will then take each case under consideration and will issue a written decision at a later date, usually within 60 days. There are 14 judges on the Court of Appeals, and they sit in panels of three to decide cases. In fiscal year 2022, the Court of Appeals resolved appeals in 1,060 cases, including 781 in which the court issued a formal written decision. The three cases to be heard on May 9th in Phillipsburg originated from Ness, Marion, and Phillips counties. The cases to be heard at 10 a.m. include a case out of Ness County, which is a criminal appeal, and a case out of Marion County, which is also a criminal appeal. The case being heard at 6 p.m. is out of Phillips County, and this is a civil appeal. E15 will be available at gas pumps through the summer thanks to new rules from the Environment Protection Agency. The agency issued an emergency fuel waiver on Friday that allows E15 to be sold year-round. Regulators hope their waiver will help to make gas prices cheaper across the United States. And the EPA estimates E15 is 25 cents cheaper per gallon than E10. They say by allowing higher ethanol blends, the nation's dependency on foreign fuel will be slashed. EPA Administrator Michael S. Regan said in a press release, allowing E15 sales during the summer driving season will not only help increase fuel supply, but support American farmers, strengthen U.S. energy security, and provide relief to drivers across the country. The waiver went into effect on May 1st and by law can only go to May 20th. However, officials expect to continue issuing waivers as need be. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to resume work on the reconstruction of K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties today, Wednesday, May 3rd. The crews will be completing final surfacing and shoulder work on the 6 miles between the K-23 junction in Sheridan County and the K-383 junction in Decatur County. Pavement markings and rumble strips will also be installed. Traffic will be reduced to one lane during construction and directed through the work zone by flaggers and a pilot car. Delays of up to 15 minutes should be anticipated. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in early June, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Martin Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
The Kansas Department of Transportation is teaming up with law enforcement across the state to highlight Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month during May and remind motorists that motorcyclist safety is everyone's responsibility. The end of May ushers in the unofficial start of the summer road travel season, and safe driving and riding practices for all road users, drivers, and riders alike are critical to help reduce motorcycle vehicle crashes. A total of 726 people were injured in the 814 crashes involving a motorcycle in Kansas in 2022, according to current Kansas Department of Transportation data. And in addition, 47 of those crashes were fatal, with 50 people losing their lives. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, speeding and alcohol impairment play significant roles in motorcycle-involved crash fatalities across the nation. Traffic safety is critical to all motorists, including those driving motorcycles. And it doesn't matter if you're traveling in a vehicle or on a motorcycle, all drivers need to follow posted speed limits and not drive if impaired. It can be the difference between life and death. Motorcyclists are encouraged to complete a rider education and training course to learn more ways to increase safety for everyone on the roadways. And for more information on motorcycle safety, you can visit nhtsa.gov/road-safety-motorcycles. The community is reminded that due to circumstances and conditions adversely affecting the normal usage of water, which includes the scheduled maintenance of the water tower and the extreme drought conditions affecting Northwest Kansas, the city has ordered water conservation practices defined in Norton City Code 15210C to begin as of Friday, April 28th. There is to be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. Anyone with home addresses ending in 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9 will water on odd-numbered calendar days, and people with home addresses ending in 2, 4, 6, 8, or 0 will water on even-numbered calendar days. Hand watering with a closable hose connection can be done on all days for potted plants. However, there's still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. There are no restrictions for certain businesses, including car washes and businesses that sell outdoor plants, shrubs, and trees. Should people or businesses desire a schedule for watering other than the odd even schedule, such as a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, they need to make an application to the city office, who will provide approval when the plan is reasonable and furthers the interest of water conservation practices. For those that have planted new grass or sod, a special permit is allowed but must be applied for at the city office, and an exemption may be made for daily watering, though there is still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Any violation of the rules or excessive water runoff on your designated day could result in a violation assessment of $25 a day. The full executive order is available on the City of Norton website at cityofnorton.com. Governor Kelly announced awardees for the second round of the Building a Stronger Economy, or BASE, Economic Development Grant Program. 38 awardees will receive a share of nearly $50 million in base grants, which will be used to address infrastructure and economic development needs where solutions were delayed or slowed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Kansas Department of Commerce reviewed more than 400 applications from the first round and more than 100 new applications from the second round, and in total, more than $2 billion in funding was requested for the nearly $50 million program, demonstrating both the need for the program and the many opportunities that exist throughout the state. Northwest Kansas projects and organizations receiving grants include locally Northwest Kansas Housing Incorporated in Phillipsburg for infrastructure for Jansonia's development in the amount of $1,608,287, and Norton County Economic Development Board for the Norton County Economic Development Housing Development in the amount of $1,080,000. The second round of base grant program, as approved by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee, offers matching funds to address economic development opportunities with the goal of expanding the state's base of business and residents. For a full list of base grant recipients and more information on the program, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/base-grant. Memorial services for Darren Campbell, 55 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. this Friday, May 5th, at the Norton Christian Church. Interment will follow in the Norton Cemetery. The arrangements were made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
We know what a nuisance that could be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Ag leaders told a Senate ag panel that farm bill spending must be increased to meet soaring input and interest costs, inflation, foreign competition, and disasters. But a top ag senator fears the looming debt ceiling crisis may prevent that.
I have serious concerns about the potential of default that's hanging over our heads for all of us who care about this farm bill.
Senate ag chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, first head of the panel during the 2011 debt limit crisis.
Then ultimately that ended up in a cross the board cuts to a variety of mandatory programs, including ARC and PLC, which continues today and will continue for another 8 years, regardless of the current debate. 5.7% cut every year.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that the U.S. could default as early as June 1st without a White House GOP deal to raise the nation's borrowing limit, a deal that could severely limit new spending. Here's the exchange between Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
I continue to hear that we need to improve and strengthen the farm safety net. Do you have any idea of ways of doing that without spending more money?
I wished I did. I'd get the prize of the day.
Nor did other farm group witnesses who all sought more money to boost crop insurance, ARC and PLC reference prices, conservation, and trade programs. Meanwhile, National Association of Wheat Growers President Brent Shane argued,
the farming safety net makes up only 0.2% of federal spending. It is essential to keep food supplies stable and rural economies thriving.
Wheat growers joined over 400 farm and food groups that asked Congress's budget committees to increase the farm bill 10-year baseline, already at a record $1.4 trillion. You're listening to Farm Headlines on a Wednesday from the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Pretty mild across the central plains today, and the warm temperatures will hang around for a while. We might see some rain for parts of Kansas over the next few days as low pressure and a warm front develop to our southwest. Then a plume of moist air will come in from the Gulf tomorrow, increasing our rain chances. In the meantime, a few scattered showers or thunderstorms will be possible in our western high plains and maybe into the central counties this afternoon. We should stay dry in the east for now. Some locations in western Kansas will top the 80-degree mark this afternoon and again tomorrow. On the map, heading into the afternoon, that strong high-pressure system that's been blocking most of the rain is moving out of the central states and off to the southeast. That'll make way for a warm front and a low that will get together over the Panhandle region. There's enough moist air coming in from the south that we may see a few showers or thunderstorms, mainly in the western counties, but precipitation will be scattered. That warm front will move into western Kansas late today and into the central counties overnight, triggering some showers or thunderstorms for most of the state. Looking at Thursday, a low-pressure trough will move over our eastern Kansas counties with the main low to our southwest. Showers and thunderstorms will be transitioning to our eastern and central counties early in the day. Then by tomorrow afternoon, we'll get a pretty good flow of moist air coming in from the Gulf. Rain looks likely for most areas, especially the northern, central, and eastern counties. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll hit the upper 70s to low 80s with upper 40s overnight. Mid to upper 70s north central, and tonight we're in the low 50s. Northeast, low to mid 70s today, upper 40s to low 50s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 70s southwest, and tonight we're around 50. Mid 70s south central, low to mid 50s for the overnight. Mid 70s southeast, and tonight we're in the low 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 130.802. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultrabosc, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Need your rolls around and it's time to go to town. Where you go? To rock and roll. Where you go? To rock and roll. Where you go? To rock and roll.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
This is Jan Team for Norton Livestock Market here in Norton, Kansas. Early consignments for tomorrow's cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock, here's 7 black bears, maybe 7 years old and older. 15 black older bears. In the calves and light yearlings, here's 29 black steers and heifers. Weaned 45.